This is the Pipeline Mag podcast. Today, how maintainer responsiveness, rather than model capability, determines which AI coding tools blind developers can actually use.
Before we start, this episode was generated by AI from a Pipeline Mag article, and the hosts are synthetic voices.
A screen reader reads in order, top to bottom, one line at a time. An AI chat panel does the exact opposite. It streams text, folds old turns out of view, and keeps growing a scroll back that its cursor does not automatically follow.
That fundamental interface mismatch creates severe friction. One developer reported that it was impossible to navigate to the last response, since reading up from the input field using NVDA browse mode jumps far back. The streaming panel is literally outrunning its own screen reader focus.
And contrast failures appear in the exact same core workflow. Another developer reported that Kotlin annotations in code blocks are rendered in a color that is identical, or nearly identical, to the background on dark terminal themes.
These aren't obscure edge cases. They sit in parts of an AI tool a developer touches constantly, like the input field, terminal, and answer view. Where were these reports collected?
They come from a study published August 5th, 2026, by Sabrina Hock and Christoph Chalner, titled Characterizing Visual Accessibility Issues in AI Developer Tools. They used a three-model ensemble to sift through 2,652 candidate bug reports down to 600 validated high-confidence accessibility issues.
Which five AI coding ecosystems did they examine?
Claude Code, GitHub Copilot in VS Code, the Cursor Community Forum, OpenAI Codex, and OpenCode.
How were those 600 validated reports categorized?
567 of the 600 reports were assigned to three main clusters. 262 involved screen readers and other assistive tech, 215 were about visual presentation and contrast, and 90 were about readability, scaling, and control.
Maintainers have retrofitted some of these interfaces recently, right? Microsoft made explicit accessibility updates to VS Code.
They did. Microsoft's February 2026 VS Code release added a way to toggle a model's thinking content out of the accessible view, made its question carousel screen reader navigable, and started remembering cursor position midstream.
And what about the Copilot terminal specifically?
The July 2026 Copilot changelog gave the terminal an accessible view that holds the cursor in place instead of yanking it with every new line that streams in.
Which is an implicit admission that those issues were real barriers.
The existence of those retrofits proves that the interface, not the model underneath it, was the thing failing developers.
Right, but the study's headline finding isn't about model intelligence or benchmark scores. It comes down to who answers the bug report when a developer files one. The gap in maintenance culture.
How stark is the difference in maintainer engagement across those five ecosystems?
Maintainers engage with 66.4% of Copilot's accessibility issues, but engage with just 2.8% of Codex's issues.
And what happened with automated bot closures on tickets?
Bot closures ran to 73.8% of Claude Code's reports and 43.9% of OpenCode's, closing tickets without human maintainer review.
Does an automated bot closure actually resolve things faster for a user?
It slows resolution down dramatically. Median resolution took 29.4 to 77.7 days when a bot closed the ticket, compared to 0.3 to 24.8 days when a person engaged.
That is the difference between fixable friction and a tool a blind developer quietly stops using.
Exactly. One reporter in the study put that trade-off plainly, writing, quote, "I currently like Cursor's AI intelligence more than that of GitHub Copilot, but I'm forced to use the latter because accessibility reasons," end quote.
That sentence completely inverts how developers normally pick an agent.
Sighted developers pick an agent for its intelligence and treat the interface as a given. A blind developer's choice runs through the interface first, because an unmaintained accessibility issue closes off a tool regardless of how capable the model inside it is.
Even though Cursor is built as a VS Code fork?
Cursor inherits its host editor's architecture while running its own support pipeline. Accessibility maintenance tracks the exact same fork versus host divide Pipeline Mag previously traced for extension supply chains. One shared foundation, unevenly staffed forks on top of it.
But wait, mining issue trackers measures reporting habits and maintenance culture, not how many blind developers are actually being helped or hurt.
The study's authors explicitly concede that limit. The bug record is shaped by reporting and maintenance practices just as much as by visual or technical design.
Microsoft's own research presents a much more mixed picture, doesn't it?
It does. A longitudinal study of 16 blind and low-vision developers from Microsoft Research Shanghai and UNC Chapel Hill, detailed in an archive preprint, found real efficiency gains alongside new friction.
What kind of friction were those 16 developers experiencing?
Interpreting generated code and keeping situational awareness across panels. But it also enabled new workflows. Participant P10 noted that they primarily worked on back-end development in the past because visual impairment made UI tasks hard to handle effectively.
How did P10 adapt their workflow using Copilot?
Participant P10 turned UI-related user feedback into prompts for Copilot to make changes, asked it to check its generated code, and sent interface screenshots back for further inspection.
And individual complaints can cut the other way, too. Look at the Cursor Forum bug report regarding voiceover focus loss. Filed August 19th, 2025, that report was auto-closed 22 days later with no staff reply. Yet its author still said Cursor was more accessible for their work than VS Code or PyCharm. Which proves forks aren't simply worse than their host editor. They are just unevenly maintained in both directions.
The same seams show up beyond accessibility as well. Pipeline Mag previously found that mixing Copilot's autocomplete and chat modes in one task erodes their combined gains for sighted developers as well.
Nevertheless, a 66.4 versus 2.8% gap in who answers a bug report is not a measurement quirk.
No, it is a maintainer's calendar deciding who gets to use which tool. That decision is currently being made ticket by ticket by whichever team happens to be triaging that week. A fine way to run a backlog, but a poor way to design an interface a blind developer has to trust every day.
That's the episode. The full article, with the sources, is at pipelinemag.ai.